To My Dearest in Tenor on His Parting by Catherine Phillips, read by Alyssa Davis. Though it be just to grieve when I must part with him that is the guardian of my heart, yet by a happy change the loss of mine is with advantage paid in having thine, and I, by that dear guest instructed, find absence can do no hurt to souls combined. As we were born to love, brought to agree by the impressions of divine decree, so when united nearer we became, it did not weaken but increase our flame. Unlike to those whose distant joys admire, but slight them when possessed of their desire. Each of our souls did its own temper fit, and with the other's mould so fashioned it, that now our inclinations both are grown, like to our interests in persons one. And souls whom such a union fortifies, passion can ne'er betray, nor fate surprise. Now as in watches, though we do not know, when the hand moves we find it still doth go. So I, by secret sympathy inclined, will, absent, meet and understand thy mind. And thou at thy return shalt find thy heart still safe with all the love thou didst impart. For though that treasure I have ne'er deserved, it shall with strong religion be preserved. But besides this thou shalt in me survey thyself reflected while thou art away. For what some forward arts do undertake, the images of absent friends to make, and represent their actions in a glass, friendship itself can only bring to pass that magic which both fate and time beguiles, and in a moment runs a thousand miles. So in my breast thy picture drawn shall be, my guide, life, object, friend, and destiny, and none shall know, though they employ their wit, which is the right antenor, thou or it.